We receive a new heart, April 6th. The renewed heart is a pure heart. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God, Matthew 5:8. The wisdom that is from above is first pure. Into the city of God there will enter nothing that defiles. All who are to be dwellers there will here have become pure in heart. In one who is learning of Jesus, there will be manifest a growing distaste for careless manners, unseemly language, and coarse thought. When Christ abides in the heart, there will be purity and refinement of thought and manner. But the words of Jesus, "Blessed are the pure in heart," have a deeper meaning. Not merely pure in the sense in which the world understands purity, free from that which is sensual, free from lust, but true in the hidden purposes and motives of the soul, free from pride and self-seeking, humble, unselfish, childlike. The pure in heart see God in a new and endearing relation as their Redeemer, and while they discern the purity and loveliness of His character, they long to reflect His image. They see Him as a father longing to embrace a repenting son, and their hearts are filled with joy. The pure in heart discern the Creator and the works of His mighty hand in the things of beauty that comprise the universe. In His written word, they read in clearer lines the revelation of His mercy, His goodness, and His grace. The truths that are hidden from the wise and prudent are revealed to babes. The beauty and preciousness of truth are constantly unfolding to those who have a trusting, childlike desire to know and to do the will of God. The pure in heart live as in the visible presence of God during the time He apportions them in this world. And they will also see Him face to face in the future immortal state, as did Adam when he walked and talked with God in Eden. Now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face.